Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone. This is Joanne White, and welcome to the Power Your Life radio show. I have two very important guests today, Mr. and Mrs. Corey, who are going to talk to
us. Mr. and Mrs. Wright.
Mr. and Mrs. Wright, sorry. Who are going to talk to us about bullying and about the effects of bullying on their son, Nadine. And I just want to talk a little bit about how bullying is a huge, huge problem that affects over 5 million children and teens, and it really has everybody worried, not just the children on the receiving end, but parents and teachers and other adults. They don't always see it, and they may not understand the extreme consequences that bullying can have on children and how it can impact every area of their life. In addition, there's now cyberbullying, which is using the technology to do horrific things to people, children, and even some teenagers and college students. Well, what is bullying? Bullying, approximately 5.7 million children are estimated to be involved in bullying, whether they are being bullied or doing the bullying. And bullying is a serious issue that's experienced by all children of all ages, male and female. And as Mr. and Mrs. Wright are going to tell us in a few moments, it can have serious effects on the children. And gone are the days when bullying was just innocent teasing. Now bullying has evolved into violence and severe harassment and has even caused some deaths and suicides of children. So it's not something that can be overlooked anymore, and it's not something that needs to be swept away under the carpet. Right now, it needs to be addressed, in my mind, by schools, by community groups, by parents, by other children, and it's really important. Bullying is defined as any kind of aggressive behavior that is intentional. It can be physical, such as pushing or hitting. It could be verbal, such as malicious gossip or insults. It can also include any other kinds of, like I said before, social bullying, harassment, technology, using technology to really hurt people. And it can be through lies and false rumors. It can be threatening people. It can be both racial and sexual, and the cyberbullying piece, as we talked, via the cell phone or the internet. And it can also be a part of social exclusion or isolation. So it's something that really needs to be stopped, and it's something that really needs to be addressed. And I want to introduce Mr. and Mrs. Wright, who are very, very courageous. They just had triplets, congratulations, and they're here to talk about what happened to, you're welcome, to their 13-year-old son, who was attacked by seven, not just one, seven children, actually they're teenagers, ranging in age from 13 to 17. And one of the boys had the audacity to make a recording of the assault that's now a video that's posted on YouTube. And it's really graphic, and it's really very violent. And as Nadine's mother said when she talked to Fox News, she said she could not believe what she saw. So, Mr. and Mrs. Wright, thank you so much for being here. I know it's not an easy time with the new three triplets and also with what you've had to deal with, but I'm so glad that you are courageous to be here and to talk about this horrific problem that seems to be growing.
Thank you so much for having us.
Oh, I think it's really an important issue. So we have many listeners, Mrs. Wright, who are not familiar with what happened to Nadine. And I know it may be painful to relive the events, but could you describe what happened to your son, please?
Oh, yeah. Back in January 11, our home and Nadine, somebody had drove into the house, and the maid started telling me that Nadine got beat up. So, you know, when she was saying it, I was looking around. I didn't even know she was talking to me. And then she repeated it again a second time, and I said, what? And then well within that time, Nadine came out of the car, and he came walking to me. He said, yes, mommy, I got beat up. I said, by who? And he said, the boy from my school, and the boy from the back of the house, and I'm talking about it, 16 and 17 and 15 years old, seven of them. And I didn't even take it serious until I saw that video. And when I saw that video, up to now, I still can't even believe it is real. For somebody to get, you know, do something like that.
Right. This happened right after school. Is that correct?
Yes, right after school.
And were these boys familiar to Nadine? Did he know who these teenagers were?
Yes, they go to the same school. They all go to the same school.
And
there's another boy coming happy. Yeah, they happy.
Do you have any idea why they were bullying your son, Mr. and Mrs. Wright?
I have no idea why they would even attempt to do anything like that to anybody. So, I mean, honestly, we have no idea what happened or what was going through their mind or what made them choose him and do that kind of stuff that they did to him. I have no idea why they would do that or what was going through their mind.
You know, oftentimes bullies attack children, other children whom they think are different in some way or special in some way or not like them, and do it as a means of poking fun and being malicious. But this has gone too far. It's beyond poking fun. So, yes, it is. Now, what happened? Did you talk to the schools? What happened after the incident to Nadine?
After the incident, I went to the first thing I did was I called the police, you know, because I know one of the boys lived back of the house we live. So after not being recognized and calling his name, I called 911. And the police came and they went up there, they asked what was going on, what happened, and one of the boys, the one that I called the cop on, he said he did not participate in the beating. He was only staying out and watching the boys beating Nadine up.
So, I'm trying to understand. So, the boy that was questioned by the police said he wasn't involved, he was just watching, is that correct?
Yeah, he's the one that did the recording.
Oh, he's the one that put, okay. Why did
and
he
was lying. He was not the one that did it.
Okay, so he was not only doing the recording, he was also involved in the bullying, right?
Yes, yes.
Do you know why he actually taped it?
Well, you know, I think it's they don't be, I think they're not smart. They do things and they think it's okay. So put it on YouTube because it's another thing these days. You can use it for anything. And they just think it's going to be a show, you know.
So maybe they thought it was cool to have that and to show to other people.
Yes.
How is your son doing now since the incident?
Well, since the incident, you know, we move a little bit from the block, but they are Gemini. They were arrested, and they got released, and right now Nadine, he can't even see. He don't come outside. I mean, I'm talking about like 2-3 days ago, I had to call the cop again because one of the boys actually came from our block, and he always, you know, has come watching our house, and for no reason, I don't know what reason, but I look at the 2-3 times, and I end up calling the cop. My son is not happy anymore. You know, it's like his thing is like it's been gone away from him. He don't trust nobody. He don't come outside to play with nobody. He come from school, and he just sit in the house because he don't trust nobody. He has fear on his life.
So he's probably still terrified. He's probably afraid. Right? He's afraid to go out, and he's still going to the same school. Is that correct?
No, actually, I took him from the school, and doing some schooling with him until we can get him out of it.
So is he being homeschooled?
Yes, right now.
Okay, all right. So he's being homeschooled, which means that he's not even having the advantage of socializing, and that's not your fault, but of socializing with other teenagers his age to have a really good social situation with friends. Does he have friends that are not these bullies? Does he have friends that he's able to relate to?
He does, but like, when they can be happy to you, you will still be afraid to trust anybody around. You don't know who is who. Who loves you, who don't, and who going to do what. So that's what he's calling yourself to.
So what's happening is that at this point, it's a question as to who's a friend and who's not. Now, after this event, after what happened to Nadine, did you, Mr. Wright or Mrs. Wright, did you go to the school at all? Did you talk to the administrators about what went on?
Yes, I did. When I went to the school. Matter of fact, the principal told me the day when the whole thing happened, when I went to the school, she told me, oh, can you keep my big home for today and tomorrow? And I said, why? For your own safety reason. And I said, okay. I don't want to ask you with them. I don't want to say nothing to them. And that's what I did until the whole thing got in the media.
Wait, I'm trying to understand. I'm having trouble understanding. They said to you to wait? Is that what they said?
They told me to keep him home.
They didn't want him in school because of the accident. Yes.
They didn't want him inside the school for a safety reason. Okay, so basically the way that they addressed it initially was to tell you to keep him home.
Right.
And then what did they do?
And then they did not do nothing. They did not call me back. It was just between me and the police officer, and it was just a whole different case now. Like, they excluded themselves from the whole thing. They didn't want to be bothered. They didn't want their school name to get out there that, they are bad influence or everything. They try their best to stay away. Nobody called me.
Right. Now, is that their attitude now? Is that their stand now? Or have they done more, Mr. Wright, to address that in any way, or what?
No, they really haven't done anything yet. Still working with them or trying to get through to them, but no, they haven't been doing anything yet. They're still running with their fuzz in between their legs.
Do they have a psychologist or a guidance counselor at the school?
We don't have no idea. We don't know anything. They did not talk to us, and, we don't know anything, what they have and what they don't have.
Did the police talk to the school administrators at all?
I guess they're doing that, or I guess they did, but to my understanding, I don't know anything else with the school.
Okay, so basically the school, from what I'm hearing, Mr. and Mrs. Wright, the school is, at this point, really not even involved, and they weren't involved from the beginning. The most that they said to you was to keep your son home.
Right.
And that's that was the support they offered. You know, it's interesting because I think it's a problem that's been going on for some time. I do coaching and counseling, and I work with a family a few years ago wherein the daughter was actually being bullied. It wasn't physical like what happened to Nadine, but it was verbal and teasing and social ostracism and making her feel totally inadequate and different. And she actually developed some physical ailments. She developed irritable bowel syndrome, and we had to write to the school and petition like you were doing with your son to have her homeschooled, because she, like your son, was terrified about going out and going to school. And I think that, in my opinion, I think that more needs to be done on the school. It sounds like it happened, but it didn't happen in school, so they're sort of washing their hands of the situation. Is that what you think?
Yes, they've been doing that since the beginning. Washing their hands, trying to throw it underneath the rug, like they have nothing to do with it, or they have no part of the situation of what happened.
Now, is there a parent organization that's part of the school? Do you know? Because I'm wondering if
there.
No, because I'm wondering if a parent organization. I know that's true of elementary schools, but now we're in middle school and high school, and I'm not sure that applies. So. Tell us what happened to the children, the kids. They're not children. They're teenagers. What happened to the teenagers who took part in the bullying? What were their consequences?
They said they are genius. That's the only thing I don't like about America. I love this country so much, but something they really, you know, need to work on. They are 16 and 17 years old, and that's what they choose to do. So they have to, you know, pay for their time. But because it uses the Jesus thing, and they got it out, and they're out there running in the streets, and I have come, you know, close to two different of them walking in the streets, looking at me like I'm the bad person, and, you know, looking at Nadine, trying to intimidate him, and I end up calling the cops the other day on another one. They're out there. They're not doing nothing. They did not do the time. They're out there in the street, walking around, thinking that it's okay when I get to my son.
So and so basically what you're saying is the authorities didn't do anything. These kids are still walking around and
yes.
thinking that it's okay to do that. And what about
yes.
their parents? I mean, weren't their parents upset, Mr. Wright? Weren't they angry at what happened with their children and tried to reprimand them or punish them?
No, they were angry with us because they got locked up.
The parents got locked up?
No, because of the children, the little juvenile thing, they had to serve their time in a little detention center until the court date came. But no, their parents were pretty much upset with us because their children are doing a little time behind the bar for the juvenile court system. So that's pretty much upset with us because of what happened with their children.
Okay, so they're blaming you is what you're saying because their children had to suffer the consequence for their actions.
Of their own actions.
By being,
exactly.
Yeah, by being locked up and so in what is it, juvenile detention? Is that what they call it?
Yeah. Yeah, juvenile detention.
Now didn't they recommend anything for these kids? I mean, years ago I was working with the system so that children, young teens who were in trouble, the court would have them go to see a counselor or go get some help because of their behavior, violent or whatever. But they haven't even done that. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, they've done that, but still when they're home, when they're not and not inside of these programs they're supposed to be into, they're roaming the streets again.
And their parents
were
allowed.
And some of their kids were on drugs. And some of them were on drugs. They had to send them to rehab, drug rehabilitation. And they were only there for 30 days. And when they came home, they were doing the same thing again. They're walking all around the street here where we live in Oregon.
So are they, do you know if they're attacking other students or no?
If they are, we don't know about it.
Okay, but they're walking around scot-free, like you said, thinking it's fine to do what they did because nothing really happened. Nothing major happened to them to really kind of rethink what they did and take a look at the consequences of it. I think that, okay, now, that I know that it takes a lot of courage for you to be here on the show, and I know that the reason is, and I applaud that, the reason is that you want to get the word out to other, not just parents, but to community groups and even schools that something has to happen. This is not okay behavior, and this is not the kind of behavior that needs to be glossed over. Now, I know that you and Nadine appeared on national TV. I know you folks were on The View. Why did he want his story to be heard? Because he had to agree to it, too, right?
Right. He wanted to make sure nothing happened to nobody else, but what happened to him.
How did he feel going on television and having... I mean, I didn't watch the show, so I don't know what questions were asked him and what he had to describe, but what happened on the show and how did he feel?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, I'm talking about The View, Mr. Wright. So what happened on the show how did Nadine feel about going on the show, The View, and telling his story?
So he feel good about it. You know, he has confidence. He wanted to get a war out there, you know, because this is like a crime. It's the taking a gun and going to shoot and shooting people. You know, so he wanted to get out there so the world can know that this is a crime. We all have to fight it, you know, for it to stop. We have to, you know, do something about this for it to stop. It's not just in a day. There's a lot of kids out there that still been going through this problem.
And what did he say on TV? Did they interview him and ask him to go over the situation or what, Mr. Wright?
Yes, they did, but you know, really couldn't get the full story out. This is why we're doing these interviews, so we can make sure that whoever the interview is aware of what happened and what's going on in these schools for these teenage children.
I think that's so important. Now, what's your next step? What are you folks doing to spread this word and to help stop bullying?
We're trying to get the word out.
Yeah.
We're
having a
Ms.
conference
Wright?
Coming out in Washington, D.C., September 23rd. It's about a bullying thing. So we asking everyone to come out and support this conference, you know, so we can get a word out there for this to be stopped, because this is not a joke. This is very serious.
Right. Now, in August, what's the day that you're talking about?
It's September. September 23rd.
September 23rd. Is that when you're meeting with Michelle Obama?
Yes.
Okay, I had down here August. So it's September 23rd.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Okay, so I think that's really very important. So basically, you're meeting with her because tell us why. I don't want to put words in your mouth. Why are you meeting with Michelle Obama? What do you want to see happen?
I want to see a law. It got to be a law, you know, that it don't matter how old you are when you do the kind of thing. It's a crime. You have to pay for it. You have to do jail time. You have to get some kind of punishment not to do it to the next person. That's what we're trying to fight to get out there.
So So basically what you would like to come out of it is some kind of law, some kind of legislative action that tells, not just tells, but that's actually more severe than what took place with these bullies, but actually doesn't allow people to walk freely around the streets to do it again, and that they need to have much more severe or strict consequences, and you're even suggesting putting them behind bars or juvenile detention or something to sort of pay for their crime. In a way, it's a crime. And
yes,
it's not
it is.
Being... Right, and it's not being looked at or addressed as a crime, which is a little bit disheartening.
Yes.
What do you think schools need to do? Because I think, you know, I'm a little bit amazed, and like I said, the parents that I work with had the same problem. This mother went up to the school system, to the school, talked to the counselor, talked to the principal, talked to the local police, and she went there several times, and basically they sort of turned it around with her, and they actually wanted to know if she instigated. Do you believe that? If she was the one that really started it, because one of the other girls was on honor roll, and they could not believe that such a wonderful straight-A student would commit such a terrible act. So what they did was they made, and this is a school I'm talking about, Mr. and Mrs. Wright, what they did was they made the mother and the child feel as though it was their fault. And that's one of the reasons.
The school
would
probably get blamed for it. The school don't want to take responsibility for their actions.
Right. I think the school, actually, I think part of what's happening is that they don't know what to do about it. And I'm not sure that one school standing by itself can have the same impact that if other schools joined together and other administrators and parent organizations joined together and said, you know what, whether it happens on school property or on the way home from school or on the way to school, because a lot of these events happen that it still needs to be addressed more.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So...
Yeah.
You know, there's an expression that it takes a village to raise a child, and I love, it's an African proverb, it's an African expression, and I think it's so very important. And so with that, what is your thinking, what are your thoughts about the community involvement and town officials getting involved or involved in terms of what happened to Nadine?
It'd be nice for the help, but everything pretty much starts from
home. I can't hear
home.
You, Mr. Wright. Can you talk up a little bit?
I said it pretty much starts from home. There's better parenting to watch your children and keep an eye on them to make sure they're not out there doing nothing dumb so they don't go to the school to do nothing dumb in school. Human parenting starts from home. Keep an eye on your children. If they're doing something, keep an eye on them. Help them out through something. They're having a problem. Talk with them, work through it with them. Don't let them do things on their own, or they're going to find other means and ways to take care of stuff.
You know, I think you raised a very important point, because I think that you're right. I think that parents need to pay attention at home and see what's going on with their child. And good or bad, their child may be a bully. Or good or bad, their child may actually be bullied and be afraid to even talk about it. Now, your son talked about it and is very courageous, as I said earlier, because not only did he tell you, but he's been on national television telling everybody about what happened so that we can prevent it from happening to other children. But I think, like you said, Mr. Wright, parents need to get more involved. And I've been on TV talking about that in terms of cyberbullying and sexting, which is a new kind of bullying that's taking place with technology. And I think that you're right, parents have a responsibility, and not just parents, but it does start at home, I believe that. But I also believe so strongly that community groups and schools and parent organizations and even other kids need to be part of the solution. Because if you're seeing some kid, if you're at school and you're seeing another child being bullied, instead of just watching or running away, you have a responsibility. And I have a story to tell you, which I think is, it just happened to me this Saturday. I'm driving in my car, and I'm driving on a very busy road, and right in front of me are these two men. They must be middle-aged men. They're standing in the middle of the road. Their cars are parked in the middle of the road, and they are fist fighting with one another. Road rage. I don't know what happened because I didn't see it beforehand, but one must have cut in front of the other or whatever, so they got out of their cars, and they're fighting and bleeding, and I get out of my car, and I'm calling the police, and somebody else did too. But these are grown people who should know better, and these are the role models that are and that are saying to our children, sure, it's okay to fight. It's okay to get angry and raise your fists and do whatever, because that's a solution. And as we all know, that's not a solution.
Yeah.
So when you're meeting with Michelle Obama, does she know the whole situation, the whole story? How did you get a hold of them?
Somebody called me from D.C., like everybody do, call me. And she told me, you know, they watched it all on the news. They all what it was. It was not story that, you know, it was just not on local TV. It was international news. The story made the international headline news. It was everywhere, from CNN, everywhere. And I believe they saw the clip or the watch it, the whole thing that happened. And then I got a call from D.C. and one of the TV producer, you know, I forgot her name. I got a whole email thing to my house. And she told me, you know, what the program was, where it was about. And they were calling the national conference. And they want for Naveen to be the key speaker because Naveen's story, you know, it had been happening. But now this story, it went, it made a headline, and it caught a lot of people's attention, and the one, you know, called a national conference, and, you know, called those lawmakers in it, get an idea, what can they do to help to stop this thing going on?
Right.
That's how it got called. So.
When is the national conference? That's not in September, is it?
Yes, it is in September. September 23rd. It's going to be in D.C.
So that's the conference that they're having too. So
yes.
They're asking Nadine to be a big speaker there to tell his story. Is that it?
Yes.
Is he afraid?
No, he's not. He's not.
Okay, so he's really very brave.
Yes, he is.
Now,
and he's ready for this.
He's ready?
Yeah, he's ready.
Well, that's good. Now, have other children at the school, other teenagers contacted him and talked to him about the incident at all, called him at home or anything like that? Are friends reaching out?
No, only one of his friends, I called him and told him that, you know, the teacher he always used to talk to, When stuff happened, when the boy just started the whole thing from the beginning, you know, the boy, he used to talk to this teacher in the classroom, and the teacher always used to tell him to shut up all the time. So one of his friends from the school called him to tell him that the teacher got fired, you know, because they were trying their best not to be in the media, trying their best not to be involved. So, you know, they were doing everything in their best to fire everybody or anybody that were involved into the whole situation. That's the only time
you
call for the thing.
You know, telling children to shut up all the time is certainly not good role modeling for a teacher. And so, in a way, what they're doing is kind of saying that it's okay to be verbally disrespectful. I mean, and that's a form of bullying too, right? So a lot of these teenagers are learning it not just at home, and I think it's a good point that you both mentioned, and that is that it starts at home in terms of parental awareness, getting involved, knowing who your child's friends are, knowing what your child is doing with technology and cell phones and emails and whatever, and finding out what's going on and being involved. I think parents, a lot of parents, as we just talked about, are not involved enough and don't even know what's going on behind their backs. And maybe they think it's okay. But
yeah,
this is not an okay situation. Now, I have
yes,
a question,
it is not.
Too. Right, and I'm so glad that you folks have agreed to be on the show today. But I have a question, and that is, how long is Nadine going to be homeschooled? Because I don't know that's what you want for him forever, right? I mean, what are your
no.
intentions with that?
Well,
which was different, a better school.
Is there a way to get him in another school? Is that it? I mean,
yeah, we're trying to. That's what we're working on it.
Okay, good. And are you getting support from the former school? They probably can't wait to just end the situation so they don't have to deal with it. Now,
I mean, we're trying, but we don't hear too much from the school.
But I'm wondering, why, and maybe what I'm suggesting is overstepping, but I'm wondering why some newscaster hasn't gone and talked to the administration, because I've seen that happen wherein they're asking whether or not they'll comment. That's a whole other question. But just to maybe embarrass the school or get the school authorities to kind of pay attention to say, to not overlook it, I'm wondering what more could be done with the school system, because I think that they have to address it. And right now, from what everything that you folks have been saying, they're hardly involved, and they're not facing any consequences. And they need to, whether they're having programs about bullying, do you know if they're even doing that?
Not that we know of.
No. Okay. See, that would be a start. That's obviously not a solution, but that's a start. And there are lots of schools in different states all over the country who are looking at this problem and deciding that they need to address it in school as well, so that they're talking about how sexting is a crime and how bullying is a crime and the kinds of bullying. And so that what they're doing is they're kind of doing it like an educational program. I don't know that that's enough, but I think what that says, I think it's a beginning, as I said, I think what that says to students is that we don't approve of this and we're watching, and this is not acceptable behavior. So I would hope that the school that Nadine was going to begins something rather than, as we talked about, just kind of sweeping it under the rug. Because guess what? If it happened to Nadine, it's going to happen again.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And it may not be those same boys who attacked Nadine, but it may be another group who decides, well, you know, it's okay, because nobody's saying it's not okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but it happened. After it happened to Nadine, it happened to another child in the same school. But it just didn't make the news. But it happened. It did happen. It has been happening. Yes, it has been happening. Not just Nadine. It has been happening to other kids, girls, boys. But it was not being kid to place on YouTube at the same school, in the same school.
So now I'm really appalled. So what you're telling me, Mrs. Wright, is that it didn't only happen to Nadine, but it happened to other children, other teenagers, boys and girls at the same school? Videotape
too? Yes, it is true.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
Well, it makes me very, very angry. And our call-in number, folks, is 805-285-9790. If you'd like to call in and really talk about the seriousness of this problem, we would love to hear your information and love to hear your thoughts about this, because this is something that affects all of us, no matter what age. And as I said earlier, that story that I told, that's a true story that happened just last Saturday, people are bullying one another regardless of what age, and this is the behavior right now that's acceptable behavior, and in truth, it's not. It's really, really not.
Yeah.
So what else, what would you like to see the schools do, Mr. Wright?
I'm not going to be involved. Let's just say, you know, that in this program, speak to those children. It's like you going in the classroom, getting a mess on the book, on the board, on the right. Tell them that it is not a good thing to call one another names, to test one another, to look at one another. It don't matter where we all come from. We are different. I'm African. I shouldn't be laughed at because I'm African or because I'm an accent. It's not right. You know, let us speak, let us be able to test to the kids, because they got all different work for kids that go to the school too. We got Chinese, we got African, we got Haitian, we got all types of kids that go to that school. They shouldn't be teased because where they come from, or how they speak, or what they wear, or how they walk, or how they talk. It's not right.
And you know what, I totally agree, and I think that's what happens when somebody's different in some way, whether it's their skin, or like you said, the way they walk, or the way they talk, or how they do their hair, or what they're wearing, just like that girl was poked fun at, the one that I was telling you about, because of how she dressed, and because of the friends that she hung out with, or whatever, that we need to teach, both at the and at the home level, acceptance and empathy, and it doesn't matter about differences, that to some extent we are all together, tied together on this planet in some way, and it's about really treating people with respect and with decency.
Yes.
Right, and
yes.
And certainly you weren't respected by the school officials. Nadine wasn't respected by other children, and it seems to go on and on and on. So I'm very excited that this is going to be addressed nationally, as you said, September 23rd at this national conference in Washington, D.C. And
yes.
I want folks to really kind of pay attention to this, and maybe you can send me some information. I'll send you my email address so that I could also put that out in my newsletter or whatever to get more people. Okay, great. More people involved in this. Is there anything else, Mr. or Mrs. Wright, that you would like to tell us about this horrible story?
Oh, no. I think I already, you know, have said enough. You know, we just have to come together as parents and, you know, whoever the kids live with, you know, how the damn world is and whatever. You know, it don't matter. Because I'm from Africa, so your child got a right to do something to my child because I'm from somewhere else and I speak different language. If that happens to my son, or he's going to do that to anybody, I would be able to be responsible to go to their houses and look for them and talk to them and apologize to them, let them know what my child did was wrong. But the parents here, they did not do that. And I'm very angry about that. And I just wanted to stop, you know. I just wanted to stop.
Right. And, you know, you have a right to be angry. I can't hear you.
Just for all the parents out there, just pay attention to your children. If you see them that they need help in the field or something, help them out. You see they're getting in some kind of trouble, be there for them. Teach them a better way. Because violence and bullying is not the key.
And that's so very important. So we have to teach our children about really accepting differences and respecting one another, and parents, as you both said so beautifully, really, really need to be involved. And the two of you, I think, have a right to be angry, but you're not taking your anger to the streets, as
no,
these
no.
children did. You're taking your anger to the right people, to the media, and to vehicles to hope that, that something's going to be done on a national level. And I support you fully, and I thank you both so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, I thank you for having the courage to be on my show, the Power Your Life show, and please keep in touch with me, and I will spread the word because this is something that I believe in, and I believe that it's really important, and we don't want to see this country turn into a country of bullies. We're doing that on, well, I won't even go into politics and what we do internationally, but I think that, like you said, Mr. Wright, it all starts at home, teaching your children right, what's right and what's wrong. And not only that, that whole, that it takes a village. If you're a neighbor and if you're another child and you're seeing something happen that's a form of bullying, you have a, not only a right, but you have a responsibility to stand up, whether you tell your parents, whether you report it to the police. What, you have a responsibility to not be silent and to speak up and to speak out. Thank you both so much for being on my show, and I wish it was under better circumstances. I want to congratulate you on the birth of your triplets, and you are both very, very busy. And
thank
I wish,
so
my pleasure, and I wish you and Nadine all the best, and please stay in touch with me.
I will. Thank you so much.
Great. My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, what's happening is that we're talking about bullying, and we're talking about how the horrific offense affects and what happens with it. And also cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is using technology to harass, threaten, embarrass, or to target another person. And so you as parents, what can you do about it? First, what if your child has been bullied? If your child comes home and there are clothing or books or that are torn or damaged or missing or has bruises or scratches and seems to be afraid to go to school as Nadine is and may not even go the right route to school because he or she is afraid to do so, seems to lose interest in schoolwork, maybe seems sad or depressed, complains of those headaches and stomach aches, and maybe has bad dreams or some kind of shift in appetite, you need to really address it in some way. We don't know if it's bullying, but I think you need to find out. And what that is that some kind of indication that there's a real problem. And if there's a problem and your child needs to know that he or she can turn to you and get the support that he or she needs and not be blamed for being bullied. Oftentimes some parents would say, well, why didn't you fight him back? Or why didn't you call him the same kind of names? Well, sometimes that's not always a good idea, particularly if you're dealing with teenagers who can be violent and enjoy being aggressive and I'm not talking about assertive, I'm talking about aggressive. It may be difficult to have to ask your child to defend himself or herself. So be careful. And as Mr. and Mrs. Wright said so beautifully, it is so important to really get involved, get engaged, and I believe this wholeheartedly too, in what's going on with your children. And find out, get to know their friends, get to know the parents of the friends. And as kids get older, it may be more difficult, but you have a right as parents to know what's happening to your son and your daughter. And the reverse, what if your child is the bully? You may not know that. But it's also important to talk to children, even at a very young age, about the effects of bullying and the consequences, and to tell them in no uncertain terms that you do not support it, that you think that's violent and that it's not acceptable behavior and that it's punishable behavior, at least by you. And hopefully, at some point, and hopefully there'll be some impact with the National Conference, September 23rd, hopefully there will be some other consequences so that the message gets out not only to parents and children, but to schools, administrators, and community groups that this is a national problem and that this needs to be addressed and addressed as adults coming together to solve something so that we can better support our children and future generations and the current generation so that this is not happening, for all people to speak out and say this kind of behavior is unacceptable and we're going to do something about it. So this is Dr. Joanne White, and you can tell I get very passionate about some of these subjects, but this is very important. I work with children and adults and families, and I do not like to see people taken advantage of violently, verbally, or otherwise, and I think that this is a real growing problem that really is being looked at and needs to. So have a wonderful day, and I want to talk to you a little bit about our upcoming guest. Next week, May 11th, I have a colleague and friend, Deb Scott, who is an author and a motivation, business, and lifestyle consultant and speaker. And she is going to talk about her book, great title, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue. Isn't that great? I have her book, folks, so we'll talk about that next week. And coming up the 18th, we have Jacqueline Stein, who is going to talk about, she's a 27-year-old entrepreneur, and she has a business with her mother, and she's going to talk about the jewelry business that she has, ANSI Jewelry, which is basically a business, it's a jewelry company based out of Montreal, but philanthropy is at the cornerstone of their company that was launched in 1999. And also on May 18th, we have Patty Simone, who's an entrepreneurial activist, communication whiz, and a success speaker, writer, and consultant. And she's going to talk about her entrepreneurial marketing to women, and she's been on many stations, Fox, ABC, NBC. And on the last Wednesday in May, May 25th, I have Sue London, who has her own radio show, pet therapist, international radio host, and she's also an author. And she is going to talk to us about working with pets, and it's wonderful because lately I see commercials on television that talk about your pet is not just a pet, your pet is one of the family, and this is so true. So finally, media is catching up to the fact that we treat our pets as family. And guess what, folks? Bullying and abuse also has no business dealing with pets. I've heard some horrific stories over the last year about how pets have been dealt some real terrible consequences. Why? They weren't. Why? Maybe because they didn't do something, or maybe because they were walking the street. Who knows? But the point is, this kind of behavior, whether it's to a child, an adult, as those two gentlemen were doing in the street on Saturday, or a pet, this kind of behavior is not acceptable. And rather than applaud it, we need to all take a stand and remember that it takes a community, it takes a nation, not just a village, to grow our children. This is Dr. Joanne White. It's been a pleasure to share this day with you. Hope you have a wonderful, wonderful week, and thanks for being here, and thanks for being you.
Been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the upbeat show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting SivaToolbox.com and BlogTalkRadio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.